Warren, welcome to Wigan. Welcome to the Championship. Not the result you would have wanted.
No, obviously, a bit disappointed. You know, you've got aims and goals. I knew it would be a tough game today, but, you know, the way we started the game, it was a mountain to climb, really.
It was so hard, wasn't it? Two down inside the first 5 minutes. What went wrong?
I think the first goal, you know, particularly, was just a straight. It's not like it's good play. It was just a straight ball down the middle that we didn't deal with particularly well. The second one as well, I thought, was another poor goal, really. Poor decisions, you know, basic decisions, and, you know, got done really on a counter, but still maybe feeling sorry for yourself after the first goal.
And then second half, you got better, and yet you then conceded a penalty, and it was 3-0, little over an hour gone. Some of your fans left at that stage. That must be disappointing for you on your first home game.
Yeah, obviously disappointing, you know, but the only heartening thing is that I didn't think the players give up. You know, I thought even at 3-0 down, they kept trying to have a go and tried to be positive. You know, at the time we conceded the penalty, I thought we were working quite well, really, and looked like we could get back in the game with a goal. You know, made some positive changes, but give the ball away loose, cheap possession, and it cost us on a counter. Whether it was a penalty or not, I don't know. I didn't think it was really that clear cut, and I thought the ball was already in the keeper's hands by the time, you know, he was diving on the floor. So, but that really sealed it. But even then, I didn't think we just lay down and died and accepted it. I thought we kept trying to go on the front foot. You know, and that's the only heartening thing, that the players didn't just give up.
You left Will Grigg on the bench, your top scorer at the start of the game. Adam Lafondra started. Do you regret that with hindsight?
No, not really. You've just come into a situation and, you know, you're trying to learn to get to know, you know, all the players, really, at the minute. Lafondra wasn't available last week and possibly would have started anyway if he'd been available. So, you know, I've got time to assess all the players now and make my own judgments and assess each and every one of them.
It's hard on your first game to have a scoreline like this. Did you have words with the players, heavy words after that result in the end?
You talk to the players. What I've said to the players will stay in the dressing room, really.
It's 2 weeks now before your next game. Is that, for you, having just arrived a matter of days ago, is that a good thing? You've got a fortnight now to bed in with the players before the game at Barnsley.
Well obviously, yeah. You know, you learn about the players, you get to get them on the training, now you get to get some workings and see how we progress from there.
And as far as your backroom staff is concerned, are you going to be retaining the likes of Graham Barrow and Joe Parkinson and Peter Atherton?
I don't think that's something that you talk about this sort of situation now. We've of course come fresh out the dressing room from a game, so I don't think that's something that I would get into.
But 5 minutes in, to find yourself two down, did you think, oh gosh, what have I let myself in for?
Well, you know under illusions, you know, the situation before you come, so, you know, you're obviously disappointed that not only that you're 2-0 down, but the way we conceded the goals gives you a mountain to climb. I've always been a fighter. I knew the situation before I come in, and you're up for any kind of battle or challenge.